We're gonna go to this next artist, Pigeon Pit. If you listened last week, then you heard me play them as well. I'm a little bit obsessed right now. They're one of my top artists because they're pretty local to where I'm from, actually. And they're trans, so, you know, enjoy.
Smears like my lipstick, I'm talking shit on tall boys over tall cans in the dark. I've never been that good at standing up to the way that people treat me, but I sure as hell can tell what you mean when you're screaming at me that I will never be able to get close to anyone as long as I am unable to admit that they are hurting me. And I miss you more than I miss home. Let's set fire to this car and let the radiator blow. Meet me on the porch at 3 a.m. to stomp to death the fear that lives beneath the floorboards of my chest and drown it out in cigarettes. I would love to tell you that it gets better and it does get better, but it also gets so much fucking worse. And with that wandering food, stamps, railing, Xanax at the beach, that town doesn't mean shit to me. I'm fighting off sleep, riding back to the park in the trunk of a car, near a jacket and your arms. Nothing smears like my lipstick, talking shit on tall boys over tall cans in the dark. And I can't sleep when I've got somewhere to be, like climbing past chain link fences and second chances, like decolonizing my relationship with myself and with my art, and with the capitalist idea of a responsibility to be productive. And I would love to tell you all the pointless shit I did today, but we haven't talked in months and we're 1,000 miles away from each other, some for bodies, smoking spliffs and climbing trees. At least that's how I hope you will remember. I'm fighting off sleep, riding back to the park in the trunk of a car, in your jacket and your arms. Nothing smears like my lipstick and talking shit on tall boys over tall cans in the dark. But asleep inside that notion of femininity is silence, vulnerability or patience. Literally anything but violence is just coercion into pacifism. I don't say enough, bash back and don't ask questions, cause you'll uncover an objective or materialist intention. And I would love to tell you all the pointless shit I did today, but we haven't talked in months and we're 1,000 miles away from each other, some for bodies, smoking spliffs and climbing trees. At least that's how I hope you will remember me.
was Ultraflex with Workout Tonight, and before that was Pigeon Pit with Tall Cans. diese Lied ich habe auf weiter im Bauch gehört. Workout Tonight. They make a lot of like that 80s style pop. They're super fun. I like that band. And this one is particularly like sensual, which is a lot of fun. Although it's very heterosexual, which, you know, you take what you can. Up next, we have some King Gizzard with the Birdsong.
Yeah.
Some days are long, some nights never end. I've mourned the fleeting second's flight, I've prayed to the coming wind. And time, like snow, never stood around for me. I've loved every sky I've ever seen. I know I'll never grow too old to dream. If you grow low from the years that didn't stay, if you trace that shadow's passing, if you fear each breaking day, if you worry about worry, worry won't let you be. If trouble calls, I hope that you can see somehow to never grow too old to dream. If you've grown cold, sitting in the headlights glare, if you long to see the stars again, kicking in the hunter's snare, be love, be not loving, love it never set you free. And don't forget that the lost shall be redeemed somehow, and never grow too old to dream.
That was Too Old to Dream by Nick Shoulders, a nice somber tune. That's actually the version that he did for Western AF, which I find a lot more, it has a lot more heart, because he takes it down tempo from the original recorded version. And before that, we had Birdsong, The Birdsong by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, again, another live show. I find that the bass is a lot nicer in the live version than the recorded one, which I think they did with a synthesizer rather than an actual bass. So up next, we have a girlfriend request. Here is Nebraska by Juice Bruce Springsteen. I was gonna make the joke, but you know.
Thank you.
So standing on her front lawn, just a twirling her baton. Me and her went for rides in ten innocent people down from the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, with a sawed-off 410 on my lap, through the badlands of Wyoming, I killed everything in my past. Can't say that I'm sorry for the things that we've done, at least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun. Now the jury brought in a guilty verdict, and the judge sentenced me to death. Midnight in prison storeroom, the leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man was that sweet, sir, and snaps my poor head back, you make sure my pretty baby sitting right there on my lap. They declared me unfit to live. Said into that great void my soul be hurled. He wanted to know why I did what I did. Well, sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen. Again, shout out to Jesse for requesting that. Yeah, thank you for asking. Up next, we have some more Nick Shoulders with a tune that I really appreciate.
If you ever lend me your coat, I appreciate ya. If you ever kept me afloat, I appreciate ya. If you were patient beyond your term and my habits made you squirm. If your couch was warm and firm, I appreciate ya. If you tolerated my noise, I appreciate ya. If I was your employee, I appreciate Tips, I appreciate you. For this modern world, we're not equipped, and I appreciate you. If it ain't just sitting along, worth no paying for any of y'all. Turn us loose and let it fall. I appreciate you. You did your best when I was at my worst, and I appreciate you. If you refuse to let it be, if you don't call the cops on me, I appreciate ya.
Shout out to Brit for excellent.
We might have done it.
Appreciate Ya by Nick Shoulders and the OK Crawdad. Thank you so much for listening to my show. This hour has flown by, and as always, I appreciate you tuning in to listen and even requesting songs. Even though you're on comm, you probably have a radio show and can play your own tunes. It's always nice to hear from you. Anyway, I hope you have a great evening, day, morning, night, and if I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Nice little reference there for you. You know, it's been, I was a radio DJ for like 4 years, and I never got over being awkward. So we're going to end on a Neil Cicierega tune.
Pokemon is an undeniable obsession with children across the country. So what exactly is a Pokemon? Cute, cuddly characters who become supercharged so they can fight their enemies.
It's a Japanese term short for pocket monster.
Pokemon are incredible creatures that share the world with humans.
It began as a video game from Japan and has become an international phenomenon in the form of books, music, videos, a TV show, and trading cards in the hands of school kids all over the world.
Well, Pokemon has swept the world.
Little, reclusive, power-filled monsters.
Characters named Pikachu, Mankey, and Snorlax.
School officials are finding that Pokemon cards are responsible for fistfights.
And the Pokemon is creating a monster of a commotion for American kids. They get into fights, but no one dies.
Parents should not let their kids watch Pokemon, play Pokemon, buy Pokemon cards, have anything to do with Pokemon, because the message is violence.
The genius of Pokemon is you have to keep collecting characters. The game's constantly innovating, and so the epidemic goes from being a craze to an entire world order.
Constant trading is not only distracting kids from classwork, but turning the playground into a black market, where they buy and sell rare cards.
The children are developing relationships with all these Pokemon creatures.
Now kids are going just wild over this Pokemon and the stuffed animals and collectibles, the Pokemon trading cards.
But why should they carry these monsters in their pocket?
The entire Pokemon phenomenon is the enemy.
Pokemon World is a world of the demonic, of the satanic.
Coming soon to a theater near you, Pokemon the movie joins Pokemon the video game and Pokemon the trading card as must-sees and must-haves. start us off tonight, NBC News correspondent Herman Cain.
But I believe these words came from the Pokemon movie. Life can be a challenge. It's never easy when there's so much on the line. But you and I can make a difference. Just look inside, and you will find the Pokemon.
Seven, two.